Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. And where the season going to? 6 weeks in already. The Golden Eagles last night, they headed down to Biggsville, Illinois, the home of the West Central Heat. 49-28 victory for the Golden Eagles to improve to 4-2. And West Central coach, I heard, scoring on the first play from scrimmage last night. But it looked like the Golden Eagles really kind of regrouped after that and took control.
Yeah, we came out and, you know, we thought we had a pretty good game plan for their offense. And first play, we had a couple guys there. We missed some tackles, and they've got some speed and took one to the house on us. But after that, we were able to regroup and get the ball rolling. And we had a nice night rushing the ball and did a lot of good things.
Well, and I guess the other, if you look at the two blemishes last night, you look at that first play from scrimmage and then probably really the last play before halftime, you have a chance, looks like, to go into the locker room 28-6 potentially, but they house one on the kickoff return.
Yeah, it was, I told John after the game last night, it was kind of a weird pace of play and a little bit sloppy last night all around, I thought, with both squads. And so, you know, we won't be short on things from film this week that we need to continue to improve upon, but you know, we were able to recover from all those blemishes, and that's what we're trying to teach our guys, is that sometimes things don't always go your way, but we were able to respond to all of those and get back in the game and do what we like to do and what we're good at.
Well, and you come out of the locker room after halftime and you shut them out in the third quarter and kind of put the game away. What did you think of your third quarter effort?
Yeah, we'd struggled in the third quarter, actually, probably for about the last 2 or 3 weeks, and we'd struggled to move the ball specifically in the second half. So we were really happy with the way that we were able to come out, move the ball, force some pressure with our defense and get the ball back. And I'm happy with the way we responded from halftime. And, you know, we thought the first half was a pretty emotional half. I thought there was a lot of energy from both sides. The scoreboard was lighting up, and you know, the pace of play was pretty fast in the first half. So we at halftime stopped, kind of regrouped mentally, refocused, and then came out and had a nice focused third quarter.
Well, I know last year when these two clubs met, it was a weird game at Pratt, and you lose that game. But last night, I assume when they scored on the first play from scrimmage, you're like, come on, let's go. We can't give this type of stuff up. So the kids did respond after that, which apparently seems to be a pretty good sign for me.
Yeah, and I think part of it is we were pretty amped up going into the game, and I think we were so amped up that we were a little bit aggressive on that first play, over pursued a little bit and missed a tackle. And they've got some kids who are fast, and you know, once he hit the edge, he was able to house it. And you know, like you mentioned, the response is what you want, and the kids were able to respond. And, you know, we gave up a few things here and there, but for the most part, the rest of the game, we played fairly solid defense.
Well, you look at the offensive drives for you, the offensive scores for you last night. Lilly, 10-yard touchdown run. Speaker, 2-yard touchdown run. Terrell, 16-yard pass from Rashawn King. 34-yard run for Lilly. 10-yard run for Terrell. 6-yard run for Terrell, and then your final score is 74-yard run for Zane Frick. So your offensive continuity last night, what did you think of that?
Yeah, we had about three guys, I think, were either at over 100 or right near 100 yards last night. So we were able to kind of spread the wealth a little bit. Got a lot of guys involved. I thought our pace of play offensively was as good as it's been all year, especially in the first half. So it continues to improve, and it's something that we're looking to keep on building as we move into October.
And, you know, we're in that portion of the season, too, where you always look at the roster. We played 6 weeks, two-thirds of the regular season over. How do you feel, like, health-wise with this team? Is there anybody you're missing or any significant type of injury you're dealing with right now as we knock on wood as well?
Yeah, we had a couple guys out last night, and you know, I mean, it just happens at this time of year, and you know, you just hope that you can have your next guy with a step-up mentality and next man up. And, you know, our guys, some of our young guys played well last night, and we got a lot of guys in, especially on the defensive side, because we were missing a couple starting linebackers. But, you know, stuff like that happens and you adjust, and you know, that's why you're practicing every day. And some of those guys who hadn't got to play a lot got in last night, and they got to make some plays too. And you know, that's what you expect from your guys.
Well, really, the kind of a weird setup with the schedule. And I didn't realize 3 weeks in a row on the road for you with West Central United, and then Princeville, and then finally back home to end the regular season. But a three-game road trip is a long freaking road trip in high school football. It's 3 weeks of getting on the bus, 3 weeks playing on the road. That's, we're talking about 20, you know, basically 21 days, 3 weeks of just preparing to play road games.
Yeah, it's certainly not typical, not ideal, but, you know, it is what it is, and you deal with it. And we haven't really talked about it as a team or staff. It's just, you know, you can't really control that, and you just go with it. And, you know, this is the second time in 3 years now that I've been here that we've had that situation. And we've played, for the most part, pretty well on the road since I've been here. So, you know, I don't think it really bothers us or phases us. It's just you just adjust and move forward with it.
And I know the other issues, try to get better every week to get ready for the postseason. I was doing a segment earlier this week, and I just didn't realize, man, the north half, I know a lot of things have to fall into place with enrollment, classification cutoffs and all that, but the potential of what a north 2A football bracket would look like in the postseason, to me, says, you know, even if you're 9-0 going into week 10, you are going to have to be playing your best football, because to me, that 2A north bracket, you know, if everything falls according to plan, man, there's going to be a lot of good teams where even the first round games should be highly competitive.
Yeah, and there's a lot of variables still left to be played out in the next 3 weeks. But I don't really, to me, that's not really a surprise. I mean, if you look at 2A North and 3A North and 1A North, all the small schools up north, the football up in the northern half of the state is excellent. There's a lot of great teams, a lot of great programs and coaches out there. And, you know, it's just what's expected. Year in and year out, it's going to be a haul. If you make it down to Champaign or DeKalb and you're coming out from the north, you know, you've earned it. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think up north will be tough this year. But, you know, whoever gets down there will certainly be battle tested.
All right. You, again, for our listening audience, where did you go to high school at?
I did go to Sherrard High School.
All right, so what did you think last night? They won. You know, sometimes we take for granted winning and losing in some of these high school programs, and I always wonder what this community would be like if, you know, there was an 18-game losing streak. But what about, and I know you know Coach Munson very well, what about that group getting a, you know, a deserving win last night? What did you think about that for the alma mater?
Yeah, I'm really happy for Coach Munson specifically. I know that he's worked very hard over there and, you know, trying to get a true buy-in from his kids. And, you know, we saw them over the summer in 7-on-7, and they're certainly improved. And, you know, they obviously have improved on the field during the season here too. So I'm happy for them and glad they were able to get one. And let's hope that we are never talking about the streak that you mentioned prior to that.
Yeah, amen, brother, amen. All right, Eagles get a win down on the road last night. So their bus driver's going to be all over the place the next 3 weeks. They go down to Biggsville last night. They're going to travel to rural Warren County, east of Monmouth next week, and then all the way to the end of planet Earth when they play Princeville in week 8. All right, nice effort last night, Coach, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
49-28 for the Eagles on the road. They're 4-2 on the season. We'll have more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.